You're listening to Help and Hope, an audio ministry of CCEF. Our mission is to restore Christ to counseling and counseling to the church. Dr. David Powlison is a counselor and faculty member at CCEF and an adjunct professor at Westminster Theological Seminary. David sits down with us today to discuss the intellect, the will, and the emotions.
Yeah, a question of often comes up about emotions, place of emotions. Evangelicals historically have been very wary of emotions on the one hand, and yet evangelicals often very unwary and nutty at times with sort of letting emotions run wildly. And so it's a very important question to think about. And, you know, what is the legitimate place for emotions in a biblical understanding of people? So forth and so on. This would be my starting point on that. Emotions are no more trustworthy or untrustworthy than thoughts or than volitions. A lot of times you get this implicit idea in evangelical thinking and piety. It's the old train metaphor where truth is the engine, the mind is the coal car, volition is the passenger car, and then emotions are the caboose, and you can take or leave the caboose. That's actually a Stoic idea, not a Christian idea. And I think it's much more accurate to say that intellect can mislead you, emotions can mislead you, and your volitions, your will, your desires can mislead you. Your intellect can lead you into truth. Your emotions can lead you into love and wisdom and joy. Your volition can lead you into love. And it's really more a matter of how does the whole intellect, mind, will, and emotions, what organizes mind, will, and emotions? And what organizes them is the fundamental loyalties of the human heart. The human heart is not reducible to mind. It's not reducible to volition. It's not reducible to emotion. It's the nerve center that controls, shapes, colors, and directs how we think, how we feel, and how we choose. And when you start to put it that way, you can shake off some of the both the intellectualizing notions that can be in more doctrinal aspects of Christianity that tend to highlight mind as though it's somehow the unique doorway to truth, and all we got to do about that is say I can go downtown to the Van Pelt Library at University of Pennsylvania, and there are literally mile upon mile of shelves filled with books by very smart people, and almost none of them get the world right. So the mind is no guarantee of accuracy. There are people who highlight volition as though it's a more moralistic tendency, as though to sort of do the right thing and everything else is going to follow and train. And again, there are all kinds of ways that people can, Mormons do the right thing in many aspects of civic life, and yet they do not understand God rightly. There's fundamental flaws in Mormon thinking and practice and faith. And then feelings, there are people who feelings can lead you right, feelings can lead you wrong. There are parts of the church that make feelings lead, that if something is a feeling or an experience, it's certain, maybe more charismatic parts of the church. If it's a feeling or experience, that's somehow more valid than if it's a thought or a volition. And feelings can lead you well. You know, when Hurricane Katrina hits, there are countless millions of people who care. They give money, they go on site, they leave their jobs, they end up giving time, money, attention. It was their feelings of compassion that moved them. It wasn't that they sat down and rationally cogitated on the fact that people in New Orleans are probably having a hard time. They felt something, and in that case, they did something instructive. So you want to level the playing field with mind, will, and emotions, and then raise the priority on the human heart, which is neither and is all, because the human heart organizes it. One of the things that then does is it makes you neither slavish to your emotions or leery of them. There is no doubt, for example, that the Psalms are highly cognitive. There's a revelation of God, of his steadfast love. There is, you know, Psalm 119 probably has 50, you could call them doctrinal statements, propositional statements about what who God is, what he is like. Psalm 119 is highly volitional. There's all kinds of action, direction. This is what I want. This is where I'm heading. This is what I want to obey. And there is all kinds of emotion. There is joy and delight and love. There is heartache and fear and anxiety. There's anguish. It's all there. And it's there in a unified package. And this is absolutely crucial for counseling because, you know, we live in a psychologized culture which tends to, many aspects of it make emotions the be-all and end-all. Cognitive behavioral views make cognition, mental stuff, mind the be-all and end-all. Christians are tempted, tugged one way or the other, but the Bible does none of that. The Bible is this wonderfully relational approach to people that actually frees you to simultaneously be fully emotional, fully intellectual, and fully volitional. And they, in the truth of God and the power of Christ, the power of the Spirit, the goal is not getting the train lined up with engine, coal car, you know, passenger car and caboose. The goal is to get the whole humanity all functioning together simultaneously.
This concludes today's edition of Help and Hope. If you would like more information about CCEF, you can visit ccef.org. If you are interested in reading more from David Powlison, please look at Speaking Truth in Love or Seeing with New Eyes. You can also get information about our other books and publications at New Growth Press, online at newgrowthpress.com. We pray that you will be blessed by this and that you will join us again on Help and Hope.